A landfill might seem like just a big pile of, well, trash, and it is. But there's actually some cool stuff going on in there. As more and more garbage gets layered on top, it compacts everything below. Bacteria start to chow down on organic material, like food waste and lawn clippings, causing them to break down. And they love moisture.
It biodegrades much more quickly when it's wet. And there are landfills in the lower 48 that have allowances to actually pump water into the landfill for that very same purpose.
That's Doug Butine, Environmental Program Manager for the state's Solid Waste Program. Obviously, Juneau's landfill doesn't need water pumped in, especially not this year. But as the wet, hot trash cooks down inside, it produces methane and sulfur gases. That's the really stinky stuff, and it needs somewhere to go. Usually, at Juneau's landfill, it's burned off. If you're visiting, you'll notice tall metal pipes sticking out of the ground. Those are hooked up to a burner that helps with the smell. But that's not happening right now, and neighbors are noticing.
Luckily, it doesn't blow towards our neighborhood very often, but when it does, it's overwhelming. It's so stinky, you don't want to be outside.
Sean Willie lives in the Eagle's Edge subdivision across Lemon Creek.
I've seen kids at the playground just go home and just wait for it to pass.
It usually doesn't hang around for too long, but Willie says the smell has been showing up more than usual for the last few months.
I don't think it's probably a health issue or anything, but it's definitely unpleasant.
There are a few reasons why the landfill smells worse. For one, tis the season.
The inversions especially are strong in the winter, and they help to hold the gas and anything else close to the ground. So that's really a big factor at this time of year.
And Waste Management, the Texas-based company that owns and operates the landfill, is upgrading its gas collection system. So they had to shut down parts of it recently. Landfill manager Eric Vance wrote in an email that they shut off portions of the collection network while upgrading it over the last 2 months. They're almost done with the project, which should improve the system overall. But he wrote that it might take a few weeks to get everything back to normal. Until then, neighbors in the surrounding area will just have to deal. Butine says they've heard from a few people this year.
We can act as an intermediary, and we do get some complaints. We don't get a lot.
The city operates a recycling center on the site, but otherwise doesn't have any say in how it's run. Neither do neighbors like Willie. He says he's talked to Waste Management in the past about the smell.
That's about it. It's not much we can do besides up and move.
Like any landfill, Juneau's is not bottomless. The 20-year lifespan estimated in 2019 is counting down. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.